of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast.
Welcome to New Life Ministries. My name is Wade Hampton. I'm here with Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church. Pastor Tenney, in the 6 years you've been at Second Nazarene, I'm sure you've seen highs and lows, ups and downs, but through it all, it's all been a pleasure to serve the Lord.
Amen. It certainly has, Wade. It's been a pleasure to serve the Lord and to be a part of Second Nazarene. Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, I've been there. This is my 6 year and my 6 year anniversary. And to all of you that are listening, you are invited to my pastoral anniversary that will be held at the Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church, a Zion Hill church family in Pineville. And we are having my pastor's anniversary there because there's more room and for social distancing. And it gives us better protection. So all of you that are tuned in, you know, if I've ever didn't even done anything for you, I would just like to see your face and showing appreciation enough for me by just seeing your face in the place. Again, it will be at Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church, a Zion Hill church family, off the expressway in Pineville. 602 Hunter Street. That's a Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church, or 602 Hunter Street. And the annual message will be given by the Dr. Joshua Jardera. And Joshua Jardera has shown himself friendly to me, not only friendly to me, but also he's my pastor, and he supports me in every way and in every aspect. And I'm so thankful for him as well. But, you know, talking about Second Nazarene, Second Nazarene is a place that I love so dearly. It is a place that I have no doubt that God did not choose me for this place. And I'm reminded of Matthew 22 and 14, if I'm not mistaken. It says, many are called, but few are chosen. And I believe that I am the one that has been chosen to lead his people to the next level. And you know what, Wade? It's been some ups and downs. It's been some difficulties. But, you know, God has brought us through them all. And I'm also thankful for the church family that I have, the members that I have that are there. They are very supportive. They allow me to pastor them. They allow me to lead them. You know, there's a lot of confusion in churches nowadays, and there are a lot of power struggles in churches. Because just because someone has been there 40 years, they think they own the church. But I just want to bust your bubble. You don't own it. God owns the place. That's God's house, and it's God's place. But look, my people that are there, they listen, they follow me, and you know, they support me in every way, in every aspect, and it means a lot. And I want you to know that it is an environment where there is no mess and all of this friction. And if there's something going on, believe it or not, I don't know anything about it. And I haven't seen it in 6 years. And it means a lot when you haven't seen certain things of that nature in 6 years. You haven't seen people creating problems and confusion and things of that nature. And I'm just so glad and so thankful for Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, and I just wouldn't trade them for anything in the world. They are God's house is my first love, and I love them so much. And I hope and pray that they continue to love on me and continue to let me lead them and guide them and direct them as they walk through this walk of life. Second Nazarene, we've made a lot of different improvements in different things in the church, and we try our best to help those who are in need. If it's some kind of way that we can help them, we do that. We take care of our seniors. We really we don't have a whole lot of seniors, but we try to make sure that our seniors, if they are in need of something, And if we have the resources and the finances, we will not hesitate to give it to them, and we will not take them through any application and any other things and is not, to me, godly. I believe that if a person needs help, that you should help them, and that you don't have to go to a board to ask to help somebody. And my church family have given me that authority, that if I see someone in the church that needs help, I don't have to come to them and ask them, can I help this person? They just say, do what you think is best, Pastor. And I thank God for them. And they know that I would not do anything to lose their confidence in me, and I would not do anything that's not right as far as the church is concerned. So 6 years, it may seem like it's not a long time, but let me tell you, when you're pastoring, it is not an easy job. It's a full-time job, and I take it very seriously. I take my members very seriously. I go and I see those who are sick. I know all of my members by names. I know them by name. I can call their names, and I'm so thankful that I am able to do that and provide the services that God has enlightened me to provide for them. Again, Matthew 22:14 says, many are called, but few chosen. Many are called, but few chosen. You know, I believe that we are all called by God to spread his word. But there are your chosen set of people that God chooses to lead his people to the next level. And God just don't choose anybody. And he just don't choose anything. But how many of you know that even in the midst of God's choosing, what you characterize as junk, God looks at it as with value, with good character, good quality, you know, and somebody's junk can be someone else's treasure. And I'm so thankful to all of you, and I do want you to understand that you are invited. We want to first take this opportunity to just thank you for being a part of the pastor's life. And because of your love for him, that's what they're saying. But because of your love for the man of God and for God himself, that we are asking that you come and be a part of our day. It is January the 31st, 2021, 3:00 p.m. at Zion Hill church family. That's going to be held at Zion Hill on the 31st of January 2021, which is now, at 3 p.m. And Dr. Joshua Jardara will be the special guest speaker for that occasion, and along with his musical staff, whatever renditions that they have. Please come out and be a part. Please come out and show your support. You know, we want to put the devil up under our feet. We want to let the devil know that he can't stop anything. And, you know, how many of you understand and know that the devil wants to put a halt to things in the spiritual aspect of life? But I'm so thankful that we decide to go on. We decide to move forward. We decided to carry on as we normally do and try to find some normalcy. And Wade, I just want to thank you also for everything that you've done for us and what you do for us. But Second Nazarene, Wade, it's the place to be. It's the place to be on January 31st at 3 p.m. at Zion Hill Family.
So they will be honoring you and First Lady Linda at Zion Hill, 602 Hunter Street in Pineville, Louisiana. and Dr. Joshua Joy Darrow will be delivering the anniversary message. As I understand it, it's going to be good. And because of the social distancing, physical distancing aspect, you needed a much bigger place to have your sixth anniversary. That's January 31st at the Zion Hill Church family.
Yes, that's correct, Wade. That's correct. That's correct. We're having it there, and we're inviting everyone to come out and be a part of this service. Our Second Nazarene Praise Team will open up, and we will just have a mighty time in the Lord. We will just have a glorious time in the Lord, and we're not going to have the eating that we normally have because of COVID-19. But look, Wade, we're going to go to Piccadilly, and we're reserving a nice size area, and we can all sit down and eat.
Okay, so Pastor Gregory, tell us about your vision for the next 6 years. What do you see Second Nazarene?
Well, I see Second Nazarene as a beacon in this community, especially in the neighborhood that we're in. And we have some plans of renovating in some ways where we can also have more people and do some different things for seniors in our fellowship hall that would allow them to come and be a part, because we don't do enough for our seniors. We really don't. We want to be able to fund them in some ways and in some areas where as they are needed. And you know, I just don't I just haven't I just don't know what to say when it comes down to seniors and when it comes down to trying to help them. And our youth really need help. We want to be able to be there for the youth. And also enhance our prison ministry, Wade.
So if someone wanted to make a contribution towards the sixth anniversary, how would they be able to do that, Pastor Greg?
You can cash app it to $ Gregory Tenney. $ Gregory Tenney, Tenney. Or you can make all donations payable to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church, and mail it to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana. So that's $ Gregory Tenney by way of Cash App. Or you can make all checks payable to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church and mail it to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana. We would greatly appreciate anything that you have to support in any way, in any aspect. And believe it or not, you know, the funds that I do acquire, I try my best to help the church with it. So we want to, again, invite you to come out on January 31st, 2021 at 3 p.m. at Zion Hill Church Family. And the guest speaker will be Dr. Joshua Jordara and his musical team and his church family.
Once again, that's the sixth anniversary for the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church for Pastor Gregory and Linda Tenney. And that's going to take place January 31st, end of the month, but not the end of the mission. That's the Second Nazarene Baptist Church, and they're having the sixth anniversary at the Zion Hill Church Family, 602 Hunter Street in Pineville, Louisiana. Dr. Joshua Joy Dara will be giving the anniversary message. Again, thank you so much for wanting to attend. And for those of you who are likely to attend, remember there will be social distancing, so you don't have to worry about that. We ask that you would please take appropriate measures like wearing your masks and things of that nature.
Just heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Thank you for joining us on the radio. My name is Pastor Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. So I just want you to know that I'm glad that you are here. Tell everybody that Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air. Good morning. Good morning. This is Pastor Grady Blackwell with the First St. Mark Baptist Church. I'm so glad to be here. And I'm so glad that you have your radio on this station. You know that First St. Mark Radio come on every Saturday at 10:45. So call somebody and tell them that First St. Mark Ministry is on the air. I'm Pastor Grady Blackwell talking to you live from the radio station. Here's one thing I want to say to all our listeners, and I want you to pass it on. Pastor Blackwell is saying Happy New Year to you, and he's giving you some firsthand information. I'm retiring from pastoring the First St. Mark Baptist Church. I'm retiring as of May the 2nd, 2021, and we plan to have a new pastor by the help of the good Lord. We plan to have a new pastor by April 2021. We are so glad that First St. Mark Baptist Church have just let me had a good time in the passing of so many good people that are members of First St. Mark Baptist Church. I would say I really kind of hate to go, but it's doctor's orders. Medically, the doctor is telling me to step down or slow down or doing this. And after much praying, talking to the Lord, I have decided to retire from pastoring, but I'm not retiring from the church. I'll be hanging around trying to do anything that a church member can do to help the church. And I always say this, and I know somebody might be thinking a way that I normally think sometimes. He's going to be in the way of a new pastor who's trying to pastor the church. And sometimes old pastors do, as long as they hang around the church. But I can't help it. I'm gonna just try to be the best member of the church that I possibly can. I definitely do not plan to leave the church. And I want y'all to continue to pray for everything will go well with First St. Mark Baptist Church during the transition period while I'm leaving and somebody else will be coming forward. At this particular time, we don't know, or I don't know, who gonna be the pastor. I got my ideas and I got my hope and wishes, but we don't know, and we're just gonna go by proper procedure on electing of a pastor. You know, when we start talking about that, we probably set up a pulpit committee and look at people, find out what we want in a pastor, and then look at some resume, hear some messages that some of the candidates preach, and then we'll go from there. But we just thank God for the people that I have pastored. I just felt so good. They will always be on my heart, and the church is also on my heart also. So again, I just want to thank First St. Mark church members for what they have done for me, how they have loved me, how they have cared for me. I just thank them so much. I know that it wasn't a bunch of millionaires, wasn't a bunch of this, but they were God children, and they loved their pastor, and they loved their church, and I loved them, and I love the church. We thank God for them. Now, as we just here just talking to you so much about how much the church meant to me as pastor, they taught me so much. Because I started off many years ago as a young pastor, and they put up with me, they taught me a lot of things about the Lord and about people, and I'm just so appreciative. So I just want you guys to write that down. May the 2nd, it's a Sunday, May the 2nd, 2021, will be my last day as pastor of First St. Mark Baptist Church. But it won't be my last day at First St. Mark, because I will be there trying to be the best member of a church that I possibly can, because I love the church and I love the members of the church. But due to the doctor's orders, I just have to give up trying to pastor. So I just want that to get out. I want to do this to my, to so many people that I know that came through the church, that were baptized, that was that spent some months. Maybe they got married in the church. Maybe their mother got married. Some of their kinfolk. We did the funeral at First St. Mark Baptist Church. So it's so much went on at First St. Mark Baptist Church that I will always have good memories of First St. Mark Baptist Church. Now, what we want to do now, we just want to talk about some of the things that going on in the new year. We got a new year coming up, and First St. Mark want to, by the help of the good Lord, we just want to do a little bit better than what we have done. We want to have more contact with our members who can't make it to church because they're on the sick list or they are old and kind of afraid to come to church with this coronavirus going on. So we want to communicate with them. Here's what we want to say. I just hope that we got some of them listening. We want to tell them that when we start voting on or trying to select a pastor, they will know, they will be involved as much as we possibly can. They'll know how we're selecting the pastor. They'll know that they have a vote also, and they'll know that we want them to know everything the selection committee know, and we want their input after we recommend someone for pastor. We want their input on what they think about or who we should vote in. So this I want all First St. Mark members to know, that they have a say-so, they have a vote on who the next pastor will be. It's not gonna be somebody just jump up and say, yes, put so-and-so in there, but we want the members of First St. Mark Baptist Church, those that come when they can, those that are sick, those that are not present. But if you are a tithe-paying member, that you're in good standing, that's all we ask, that you have a vote, 18 years or older. But we just want you to know that your vote count, and it will be invited. You'll be invited to cast your vote. Even though you may not be present, we'll work out some kind of way where your vote count, even if you have to tell a deacon or somebody how you would vote. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer on that. If you have any question concerning how we elect the pastor, all that kind of stuff, please call me or some of the deacons. And we'll be calling you, because we're mailing out a letter to you, actually giving you instruction on how we're talking about you and me and all of us, is going to accept a pastor. You should be getting some in the mail. If you are at church Sunday, we're going to hand it to you, but if not, it's going to be in the mail to you. If it's not in the mail to you, one of the deacons or someone will bring it by your house, and we'll stick it in your mailbox or stick it in a drop box at your door or something like that. So we thank you for that. I think right now, what I would like to do, I'd just like to offer a prayer to all the sick members, all the members that are sick at home or shut in. Just have a prayer that God will continue to bless them in whatever they stand in need of. I'm just going to ask First St. Mark members and other members who are listening. You ain't got to be a member of First St. Mark. If you're listening, we're praying a prayer that may, that God may just bless you with whatever you stand in need of. Bow your head, put your mind on the Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, how we thank you right now for your amazing grace and your tender mercy. Lord, we know that you are bigger than us. You are awesome, God. You are bigger than anything. I found out something, Lord. I found out that nothing is too small for you to handle, and yet nothing is too big for you to handle. That's why we call on you right now. We call on you because we know that you're able to do anything but fail. Now, Lord, we want you to breathe on the members of First St. Mark Baptist Church, those that are sick and shirt in, those that are at home, those that are going through sometimes, those that feel like they've been forgotten. Lord, touch them with your powerful hand. Let them know that in spite of the coronavirus, in spite of the loneliness, in spite of everything, you are still with them. Your words say you won't leave them, nor will you forsake them. Lord, we thank you for that. Somebody needs you, Lord, and they know that they can't get along without you. Somebody at Rapids General, Lord, needs you. Somebody at Cabrini, somebody at all the hospitals. Somebody is being funeralized today or the next day. They need you, and they know that they can't get along without you. But, Lord, I believe their faith is in you. I believe that they know that you will tell them to hold on a little while longer. Everything going to be all right. Lord, we just thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and, Lord, what you're going to do. Lord, we just thank you for being God all by yourself, a God that we can glorify, a God that we can say, take care of us, take care of all our needs. And you already know us good enough to know our needs, what we want and what we need. We appreciate you, God. Lord, we just love you. Thank you. Thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And what a Lord that we serve. Every once in a while, I guess some people think I'm crazy. Nobody's around, and I still shout hallelujah because I know that the Lord is good. Not some of the time, but he's good all the time. He put food on my table. Oh, Lord, he give me something to do. He let me know that everything's going to be all right. I can't thank God enough for the things that he's done and what he's doing for me. Thank God for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, just talking of something, if anyone need prayer, just call me. Our number, the pastor number, is 589-8129. We thank you so much for listening to this station. And every Saturday, the First St. Mark Radio Ministry will come on at 10:45 to 11 o'clock every Saturday morning. We just thank you so much for just turning your radio on. And I said I was going to say this, even though I don't use the radio to beg for funds, but I just thank the people who some people just send money to our church, and I appreciate it. I'm not calling names, but I just thank God for those that do just put money in an envelope and send it to First St. Mark Church. Thank you for two or three people that have sent $50 or more to the church. That keeps us going, and we know that the Lord is on our side when people like you that don't know a lot about us except for what you hear on the radio or what you hear people say, and you're still supporting our church. We thank you. Bless you. Let me quickly tell you that we have church every Sunday. We're open every Sunday. We have church. We don't have a lot of people there, but we have church, and we invite you to come if you want to hear a good message and a song service. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. Tune in next Saturday At the same time, God be the glory.
Thank you for listening to us on KYT FM.